From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Pre-dawn attacks on two police checkpoints in Afghanistan left 15 police officers dead hours before the Pentagon's top military officer arrived in Kabul. NPR's Soraya Zahardi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
In the first attack in Bahlan province north of Kabul, militants loyal to warlord and former Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hekmatyar attacked a highway police checkpoint. Eight of the 10 policemen there were killed, as were two militants. Around the same time in the southern province of Helmand, officials say three Afghan police officers helped Taliban militants carry out an ambush of a police outpost that killed seven officers. Two of the three suspects were arrested, while the third escaped with the attackers. Meanwhile, Admiral Mike Mullen met with senior Afghan officials today to reassure them of the U.S. military commitment to Afghanistan. Most of the 30,000 additional troops pledged by President Obama are expected to arrive here by next summer. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama says he will know by the end of 2010 if his strategy for Afghanistan is working. He told the CBS program 60 Minutes that he will change direction if the U.S. military is not on course in terms of securing population centers from Taliban militants. He also explained why he set a deadline for U.S. forces to leave.
In the absence of a deadline, the message we are sending to the Afghans is it's business as usual. This is an open-ended commitment. And very frankly, there are, I think, elements in Afghanistan who would be perfectly satisfied to make Afghanistan a permanent protectorate of the United States.
The president once again put Pakistan on notice that it is going to have to do more against its own Taliban and al-Qaeda. Last month, Dubai rocked the financial markets when it said it could not repay loans worth $60 billion and wanted to arrange a restructuring of its debt. It has now been given a last-minute multi-billion-dollar lifeline. Larry Miller reports from London.
The United Arab Emirates is providing Dubai with $10 billion. 40% of that will go to the government-owned investment and development company Dubai World to pay off some debts and cover an Islamic bond that matures today. Dubai has been trying to construct itself into a Middle Eastern vacation and business center and was badly hit by the financial crisis and credit crunch. An official statement from Dubai sought to reassure investors, creditors, and citizens that the government will act at all times in accordance with market principles and internationally accepted business practices. It's not known what strings may be attached to the bailout. The move was welcome. The Dubai stock market jumped 10%. Abu Dhabi's ended 7% higher. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
There was little change in Japanese stock prices today. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average fell by 2 points. This is NPR News. U.S. and Russian nuclear arms reduction negotiations are to continue in Geneva this week, following an agreement between President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev. The two leaders agreed by telephone to extend the talks. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The U.S. and Russia had hoped to reach a new nuclear arms control treaty by December 5th. That was when their bilateral strategic arms reduction treaty expired. While they missed this deadline, leaders of the two countries agree talks to replace the Cold War era START 1 treaty will continue. They now say they hope to clinch a deal by the end of the year. A U.S. official says the vast majority of the text has been agreed. No reason has been given for the delay, but Russian officials indicate differences exist on inspection and verification procedures. The U.S. and Russia are aiming to cut their nuclear arsenals to below 1,700 on each side. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Senate has passed and sent to President Obama a $1.1 trillion spending bill. The measure includes budget increases for vast areas of the government. The measure is a year-end package that covers about half of all federal programs. The vote in the Senate was 57 to 35. Democrats supplied most of the votes, saying that the spending increases were needed to meet the needs of a recession-hit nation. Coming up in the week ahead is a separate spending package to encourage growth in the job market. Republicans attacked the new spending in the face of mounting federal deficits. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.